feeling the parts of the spine that feel less alive, and maybe just pausing there, letting life or presence come into those places as well. And feeling how wide the spine gets at the bottom, and then tiny with the tailbone. Letting the back of the body be as alive as the front. What an amazing, strange, and beautiful thing to have. And if you wish, just for a few breaths, feeling with the out-breath how gravity really pulls on us, and really going with the gravity. And with the in-breath, feeling how there's something also that plays with gravity and lifts up out of our firm, stable base. That whether lying down or sitting, we're not a flat pancake, but there's some kind of lifting that happens. Just letting go into gravity with the out-breath. And also allowing and flying and feeling with the lifting that happens, that we can feel also with the in-breath as the breath rolls up and down the spine. And if you wish, you can also play with a breath from the Japanese art of Jinshin Jutsu, which is just an art of improvising, being human being and spirit at the same time. Being matter and spirit as a human being. Having a heart. And in Jinshin, they talk about breathing out first, letting go to gravity first, and feeling or imagining energy traveling down the front of the body with the out-breath. And with the in-breath, feeling or imagining the energy rising up the back of the body. This very natural circle, breathing out down the front and breathing in up the back. Letting go of what's not needed and receiving what is needed. And if you like the Jinshin breath, then you could make it a little more precise, that the out breath actually starts at the very top of the spine, the back of the head, and comes up the back of the head, over the top, and then down the whole front of the body, across the top of the feet, and over the toes to the base of the big toe. Then the in-breath just comes up from the base of the big toe, across the feet, the soles of the feet, up the back of the body to the very top of the spine, very top of the neck. And having let go with the out-breath, before receiving with the in-breath, what is that moment like in between? We could even feel into the place that Jinshin talks about, ending the out-breath and beginning the in-breath at the base of the big toe on the sole of the foot. Feeling that and just waiting for that transition. After the out-breath, after the natural release, before the inhale, It's interesting that in Jinshin, that place in the body is called victory. Having let go of everything that's not needed. Not yet having received anything in return. We could feel our way into that gap. That natural ability of the body just to let go. Feel the richness of having let go, not having received, not having anything in our hands, that victory. That kind of why not, or recklessness, or being ready for adventure. Nothing to lose. That kind of mood. Where there's a lot of spaciousness. And potential. If we could also just give to the out-breath some of our ideas of what we think we are or who we think we are, even just for a few minutes, and just let those ideas of ourselves float out of the body. Just to experiment with what it could be like to live without being a worrying person. Without being a good or a bad meditator. Without that idea that I have a strong mind. Or I have strong emotions. Or I have a weak body or a strong body. the idea that I have problems. Just putting that in the river like a leaf. Still relaxing, letting the jaws relax, the diaphragm. The pelvis. And with a little sense of that space between out-breath and in-breath, and the space and potential that is left when I just lend my ideas of who I am to the out-breath, just letting go of them for a little while. Just like a child's game, the ideas that define me for myself, what I do, what I can do, and what I can't do, and what I do do, how I describe myself, how the inner judge describes me. What if that's not all? As if we're just playing with costumes, like children, just taking off the old costumes. Relaxing, like a child of wonder. And wondering, what do I need to be happy right now? Wondering what's important. having let go and with so many options, what is important? What makes life, life? Feeling gravity with the out-breath and the uplifting in-breath rolling up the spine, happening in this wider space. What do I need to be happy right now? Maybe the mind is going blank. But we could feel a slight feeling of what might be important. If we could tune into that feeling. Or maybe there are many answers coming. Is it possible to feel the quality of those many things and what they would give you? What would be the feeling of living with that, or living that which is most important? It can be worthwhile sometimes just to keep asking what is more important. Or why is that particular thing important? Because it helps me to connect. Because it fills. Because it gives space, what happens? And if we could just spend some time feeling that place that knows what is important and can feel it, and wishing that for ourselves, or offering that quality to ourselves. Renewing that strength of seeing or knowing or feeling, or really listening to ourselves. So spending some time leaning the mind towards this deep knowing, deeply listening to what is important. Rather than to all of those repetitive thoughts that we usually listen to. If we can feel this quality of what is important, or these qualities, really allowing ourselves to drink, feeling from the inside, allowing every cell to drink and feel the texture, the silkiness, the energy, the lightness, the freshness, or whatever texture there may be. If one is feeling completely at a loss, has no idea, can't find out what is important, what would make me happy, it can help to think of a moment that you felt very alive or very still, aligned, loved, at home, confident, or whatever. Remembering very vividly and then feeling the quality of that moment of your own experience. Then letting the memory go, staying with the quality, how it feels, whether it moves, and just allowing that to flow into every part of your being. It can help to silently, very gently, repeat a word or a sentence to help you remember and connect. May I be fresh. May I be peace. Or whatever words in your own language. Or just one word that reminds you of what is important or its texture. Joy. Or silky. Sometimes, if we're just letting the cells drink the feeling of belonging or freshness, the meeting between the cells and that texture, if we can really kind of get out of the way, the meeting can be ecstasy, or the meeting can be tears, or the meeting can be very simple, quiet recognition. Or the meeting can be the cells whispering in their own way and rhythm, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you wish, you could, on the in-breath, connect to the feeling of the texture. Going back to the question of what is important, or to the memory of what made you feel happy, free, or whatever helps you connect to the texture with the in-breath, if you wish. And then with the out-breath, a sense of pouring or flowing that through, filling up. Just playing at this. Not trying to get it right. Pouring freshness over our eyes, toes, elbows. Those precious feet that aren't like anyone else's, like it or not. The tender, tender heart. The corners of quiet. The corners that are shut down in our being. Just pouring, flowing, filling. May I know that I am loved, that I am love. absorbing, floating. Becoming the color of love, or the vibration of love. And whenever you wish, now or next week, next year, filling can very naturally be overflowing. If you wish, overflowing through the skin, every pore of the skin in all directions. The lightness of peace. That texture, like a fragrance of a flower, starts to reach the person on your one side. And on the other side of you, starts to soak into the floor. That it's overflowing and reaching those exact perfect feet of the person next to you. That those cells over there are also saying yes and thank you. Overflowing and expanding as you wish. Maybe just enjoying the feeling of overflowing without imagining overflowing to where. Without sensing the room, this very room. Full of the honey of feeling loved, of being a source, a rich source of what is important. Maybe it's easier to connect to the feeling of offering this texture, offering what is important to one particular person, the one next to you, or some specific person here, Or maybe there's more ease in not feeling any limits, just radiating. Even planet Earth is tiny. May all beings everywhere, including ourselves, feel this calling towards knowing and receiving and living what is important. This calling towards receiving so fully that we become givers without limit. And just to feel free, if this technique is helpful for you, powerful for you, you can do it all day. You can do it at the beginning of each meditation for a few minutes, if you like, while walking in the hall. Feeling free to really make it your own. Or to fit it with other techniques. And if this is not the technique for you, then as we always say, throw it away. It's just words.